You're listening to the audio production of Rooted Leadership, audio study by John E. Johnson, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, this production includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
Hi, my name is John Johnson, and I want to talk to you for the next series of lectures about leadership. I've had, perhaps like you, a fascination with the subject. I've been involved in leading much of my life, even back to grade school days. I seem to have been drawn to read any and everything I can find about leadership. There's something about leadership that becomes almost, as one writer put it, an obsession that is both national and global. We can't seem to get enough about leadership. And maybe it's because our lives are so defined by it. The news is so shaped by it. Just looking today at the morning headlines, I read about a South American leader who has just been elected and everything is going to hinge on what direction he takes the country. Or I look at our own American leadership and there is this discussion of whether he can get us out of our economic crisis. Or reading another headline about the Pope, and the question is, will he retire? Will he stay on? We want to know what leaders are doing, what they're asking, what we should expect, because so much of life seems to center around them. And yet, for all the interest, for all the continual churning out of leadership books and all the conferences, the millions spent, in fact, billions, leadership, I think I've read, is somewhere like a $50 billion industry. Hardly a day goes by. Isn't it ironic? Hardly a day goes by that there's not some commentary on yet another leadership lapse, a failure of leadership, a governor, a president, a mayor, a business leader, a religious leader. I just think this last week of a large Protestant denomination, after an independent investigation, is beginning to discover a huge amount of pastoral abuse. So the irony is we have all of this interest, all of these books, all of these sessions and conferences, and yet it seems like we still haven't figured out leadership. And so the question is, what explains this? And there are a lot of reasons. A lack of solid academic training, perhaps. That's at least how academicians want to describe it. Or a propensity to please followers that leaders can fall into. Maybe a leader's own self-interest, certainly the moral decline of our age. But the conviction of what I've written here in Rooted Leadership is it's deeper, it's spiritual. Rare, as I've noted, is a book grounded in sound theology. So from the very beginning, I went on this quest for about the last 3 years to just study leadership with, in a sense, a theology book in one hand and really good books on leadership on the other. And it's rooted out of a conviction that leadership is actually something that God designed. And therefore, he has a lot to say about it. And it is actually something that's sacred. So the working material comes from the revelation of God, but also from, as I mentioned, good secular scholarship. And the supposition here is that there's a lot to learn from both. And while there's a lot to learn from secular leadership in particular, I decided at the beginning, not really I decided, it's just obvious right there in Scripture, that theology has to be the principal resource. Yeah, so the intent is both to complement and contrast between what we see out there in the field of secular leadership and thinking through it from a theological side. So these lectures are going to cover some core questions, questions that I believe every leader asks and every leader has to find some accurate answers. So we'll begin with a sensible first question, and that is, what is the logical foundation for approaching leadership? It's a logical place to start. We always think at the beginning.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?